Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rusty Koontz. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garby scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Trammell steals third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 1 in the game. Garby hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. There goes Dwyer. The throw from Parrish to Trammell, and Dwyer is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross strikes out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Lowenstein moves to second. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Lowenstein steals third. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0 for 1 in the game. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Koontz moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower misplays the ball. That's an error on Dower. Koontz moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bumbrey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garby juggles the ball. That's an error on Garby. Dwyer moves to third. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer scores. Murray moves to third. Gross moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, Orioles. Dave Rozema now pitching. Mike Young pinch runs for John Lowenstein. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Young now playing left field. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 2 in the game. Garby hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Shelby now playing center field. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-2 in the game. Koontz hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a pop-up towards first. Garby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-3 in the game. Garby hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, The Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0 for 3 in the game. Koontz takes first base on ball 4. Herndon moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.